325 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English-speaking podcast about Asian theme parks like Tokyo Disneyland and DisneySea and Universal Studios and all those other super-duper fun places. I'm one of your hosts, Trish. I work with the city of tourism, and one of the projects we're working on now is called Discover Urayasu. So if you're on Instagram, check that out. My personal account is at Dream Suites Love on Instagram and on Threads, I guess. And oh my gosh. So you can find pictures of food, and we're going to be talking about lots of yummy, yummy food today. Here is the delightful Chris. Chris, hello.
Hello.
I'm so excited about the topic today.
It's a good one. Yeah. I mean, I think I always mention when I do my little intro here is I'm the one that you see on camera all the time stuffing my face. And I think this is right up my alley. So,
yes.
I mean, food is a quintessential part of the theme park experience, right?
For sure.
You're there all day. You need to eat. So,
you do.
Make it fun. Make it weird colors, make it weird shapes, make it weird flavors, or not. Make it, I don't know, just make it good, I suppose.
I want it themed.
Themed, yes. Oh, themed, yes. I will take theme and then flavor. Flavor and then theme?
Yeah, because if it's like theme, okay, we've talked about this before. we've been to these collaboration cafes. Yeah. And just because it's themed doesn't mean it tastes good. But usually Disney does have good flavors. So, I mean, they're at worst inoffensive, at best delightful. So you can't go wrong at the Disney theme parks.
I honestly cannot think of something that I've had that was disgusting. There's things that I didn't enjoy.
Like, you know, churros.
It's a personal preference, right? I just don't care for them.
I get it.
You know, like, they're not disgusting, right?
No.
They're not. It's just,
I like them, but
I've been to some cafes, collaboration cafes, where I'm like, oh, this is not, like, I'm paying how much for, and you literally, expensive.
Yeah.
Like, you literally, like, okay. I'm just gonna call them out.
But listen, you get a coaster.
Okay, fine, sure, yes. But I remember going to the Kingdom Hearts Cafe, the pop-up cafe. This was 2020, I think I went. We paid a premium for the food, and it was just the mashed potatoes were scooped mashed potatoes that looked like Mickey Mouse, right? Like, you know, circular with like the wafer things, you know, they put in food here to give it shape or whatever. It was just bland potatoes that were colored black. I'm like, really? You couldn't have done something else with this to give it something? Like, I can make black mashed potatoes at home, for crying out loud. Like, you know,
I do like black colored food though. It's really fun.
It is fun. Yeah, it is.
But we can make it at home. So don't charge that much for it. Unless you're doing something really spectacular.
Yeah. Which Disney does a good job at.
They do
a good job at.
And the packaging is always super cute too. It's like the whole thing
is always really lovely.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be talking about what we think are some of our must-eat snacks at Tokyo Disney. So the stuff that's at both parks and whatnot. But before we get into that, I want to tell you wonderful explorers about a brand new series of guidebooks, and this is the first one that we have launched. By the time this episode comes out, I think it should be out. So as you know, we have our full guidebooks for Universal Studios Japan and also Tokyo Disney Resort that helps you plan your trip from start to finish, like deciding when to visit, what hotels to stay at, how to buy tickets, how everything in the park works. All that stuff. Like, they're pretty hefty guides, right? They're pretty dense. Not gonna lie, there's a lot of information in those things. We wanted to make something that is a little lighter, a little more easily consumable, pun intended. And just a little more like playful. So we are doing a Well, we released the first one. It's a food guide, and this is the snack edition, and it's all about snacks at Tokyo Disney. That's all we talk about in this guidebook. So it's a smaller little companion guidebook to our bigger guidebooks, and we have illustrations of all the different types of snacks that you can find at the resort. It's all stuff that I've personally handpicked that I think people need to know about. So you get an idea of like what kind of snacks you can find at the park when you're on the go, where to find them, you know, if things are hot or cold, sweet or salty, where to find them, what restaurants they're available at, and if they have mobile ordering, the prices of it all, and also the names in English and Japanese. So then if you're having troubles finding something, because, you know, things do change, that's just how things work, you can show the picture to the cast member, and the Japanese is also on there. So then there should be, you know, no miscommunication happening there. We want to make it very easy for you to find stuff that people will like. And we've also included information on what some of the snacks could potentially be wheat-free, could potentially be vegetarian, or could be potentially plant-based. And we got that information from the Tokyo Disney Resort Allergen website, because they do provide some of that information. So it's available on our website. Just head over to our website. I'll put a link in the show notes as well. If you go to tdrexplorer.com/books, it'll be there. The link will be there. So go and check it out. We put a lot of work into it. We've been working on it for half a year at this point. The illustrations are so good. Gio was the one that did the illustrations in the book. She did such a wonderful job. She's been doing illustrations for stuff on the website and also the other guidebooks, but also you've probably seen stuff like on our YouTube channel as well. Like the little rating system that I have for the food, there's a little illustration of me eating. That was her. So yeah, a very playful guidebook, and I think everyone's really going to enjoy it. And if things go well, we'll make more of them.
Wait, so, I want to know, what are the other ones going to be like about?
I'll have to
give us a hint. Give us a hint.
Well, they're, you know, we did one on Tokyo Disney. There might be one about a different resort in a different part of the country.
Oh my goodness.
We'll see.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So yeah, make sure you go check it out.
It sounds so fun.
So let's get into the snacks.
Let's do it.
We could talk forever on this. So this is not going to be a comprehensive list. But it's going to be
a whole podcast series on snacks,
right? We can do one. It's just like, we can do one, just popcorn. One that's just ice cream. One like is just like
around Japan or something.
Character shaped. One that is just seasonal stuff. Yeah. I think we talk about seasonal stuff all the time because it's never ending. Where do we even start? Do we start with, let's start with popcorn. Let's just get the popcorn out of the way now.
100%. A lot of
popcorn. Popcorn does change. Recently, thank goodness they did this. So I think we mentioned this before too. All the menus online, the food menus are all in English now. Thank goodness. Also like in the app and also on the website, which is wonderful. It wasn't like that 6 months ago. So I'm glad that they did that. But also included in that is the popcorn website that Tokyo Disney has is also in English now.
Nice.
Because before it was only in Japanese and it was kind of a pain if you didn't read or speak Japanese, kind of hard to figure it out. If you go to tdl-popcorn.jp, that's the popcorn website. I don't actually know how to navigate to it in English, but when it loads the website, if you look at the URL, if you type in EN, like /EN in the URL, I think like, I can't remember where exactly, but you can change it into English and it's all in English. There's probably a way to navigate to it, but I don't know it off the top of my hand. So maybe just play around on the English website. You should be able to find it, but it lists all the current popcorn flavors and current popcorn buckets and where to find them.
What's your favorite popcorn flavor right now?
If you were to say, like if you said Chris, what's your favorite savory one? Black pepper, 100%.
Oh, for sure.
That is a classic that has been around since the dawn of time. And I want them to never get rid of it because it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you ask me sweet, I would have to say honey.
Yes. Oh, my God. Twins. Okay. Yes.
100%. Honey is a... It's a classic. It was touch and go there for a while. Do you remember when they got rid of it? It was gone for a while.
I was so sad. I was very upset.
Distraught. I was like, what?
I was like, what do you mean there's no honey?
You do not sell anything but honey at the popcorn stand across from Pooh's Honey Hunt.
Yes.
Nothing else will suffice. You cannot. No. Cannot.
No. I'll cry.
Do anything else at that location. Like, it is just not... No, that it should be illegal to sell any kind of other popcorn flavor there. You just don't do that. But thankfully, they brought it back. So it was gone for a while. I don't know why. We'll never know why. Probably a supplier issue if you want to be boring. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
It's back. Thank goodness. Honey, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Best. Yeah.
What about you? What other flavors do you like?
I'm the same as you. Black pepper and honey are my go-tos. And then whatever is like new or seasonal, I want to try it. What I like? The jalapeno one.
I miss the jalapeno one.
It was really good.
The jalapeno cheddar, jalapeno cheese, whatever it was.
And the strawberry tasted like Frankenberry cereal.
Oh, yes, it did. It did.
It was so good. Do they still have strawberry?
A strawberry milk or something. Let me pull it up.
Is it the same actually, though? Okay.
When you go to the... Oh, no. That's wrong. Never mind. Hold on. Okay. When you go to tdl-popcorn.jp, you can also type in tds-popcorn.jp.
Yeah.
And then it's a vanity URL. So it's going to redirect you to a different URL.
Yeah.
You're going to see it's going to be in Japanese. If you go after... Ever says tokyodisneyresort.jp/... Type in EN and then slash again, and then it should be TDL/ and blah, 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 blah.
Or
that'll change it to English.
You can check the snack book.
Yeah, also our snack book. Yeah, we have that in there too. but the snack book, we don't put the locations in just because they change so often.
Oh, true. That's
the only thing. It changes too much.
That's true.
We can't update it that much. Okay, popcorn flavors. It always throws me off when Japan uses the American spelling things. So like flavor in Canada, we spell it with a U.
Oh, with a U. You know what? I prefer that spelling, actually.
Yeah.
Like, it's always made more sense to me.
When I see it spelt this way, the American way, I'm like, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That is wrong. So there's caramel, soy sauce, and butter. Soy sauce and butter is a good one.
It is. Also, that's another classic.
Milk chocolate one's okay. It tastes like Cocoa Pebbles, in my opinion.
It does.
curry flavor is also very good. They have the classic salt flavor. I mean,
you can't go wrong with it. You know, it's like basic, but sometimes you feel basic. Yeah. And it's good.
Then they have the honey, the black pepper, the white chocolate. And it's not my favorite. It's fine.
I don't like the white chocolate either.
Corn portage. That one's new.
You know what I want? Weird. I want like a matcha milk.
Yeah, it's always weird. It's like corn. Here's corn flavored popcorn. I know, like corn potage is different. Like it's sweet.
I had issues with the corn potage. I was like, I didn't like it.
I haven't had that yet. The Big Pop has three unique flavors. That's only at the Big Pop at Disneyland. The strawberry Napoleon flavor. Is it Napoleon or Napoleon. Because that's one of my middle names. I want to read as Neapolitan. Strawberry Neapolitan would make more sense, but strawberry Napoleon.
Okay. Flavor.
Is that a typo? I don't know. It feels like it should be Neapolitan. I don't know. Anyway, strawberry Napoleon. Napoleon. Yeah, it says Napoleon. that's also my father's name. Salted caramel flavor. Actually, that might be, I don't think I've had that one either. Salted caramel.
I do love salted caramel.
Yeah. The cheddar cheese flavor is not good. I was disappointed with that.
Yeah. I was giving that one the side eye. I was like,
I wanted it to be good, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Because what they had the Chicago mix.
Yeah.
Before it was the caramel and cheddar flavor together.
That's good. Yeah.
Which was like, that was probably the best flavor at the park.
For sure.
And they got rid of it. Ugh. Maybe because no one got it. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe people were afraid to try it. Well, but it was like, good.
It's a staple at Garrett's Popcorn that we have here in Japan.
You can. That's also probably the other thing that you can go to, like the famous
Garrett's
Popcorn now stores.
I'm gonna go to Garrett's Popcorn tomorrow and get some.
Yeah. Some of that.
Oh, that's so good. And then there's milk tea flavor.
Oh, that one's good.
I think that one's like relatively new too. I was in the Disneyland list. Sometimes the parks have like their own unique flavors. Disney Sea looks like it has all the same ones except, oh, they have garlic shrimp, which I don't
garlic
like.
Garlic shrimp is really good.
I don't like it. Mm-mm. No, keep it. You can keep it.
Okay. I will keep it. I'll eat all of it.
It tastes like the shells of the shrimp. That's what the flavor I get.
It tastes like the shrimp sembe.
I don't like it. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. No, thank you. And then they have the roast beef flavor. The roast beef flavor seems to be very like, it splits people. It's controversial.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I haven't tried it. I don't know how I feel about it.
I like it. I'm in the camp that likes it. It's very salty. It's incredibly salty.
Okay.
But I do like it. It's a good flavor.
Interesting. I would definitely try it. Like if I was in the parks today and I saw that flavor, I would be concerned, but I would try it 100%.
Yeah. No, yeah. Give it a try. And it's not, it's a flavor that was, I guess, first only in Disney or at Fantasy Springs, but it's also outside of it now. It's in front of the Liberty Landing Diner.
Okay.
So you don't have to be in Fantasy Springs if you want to try it.
All right.
Yeah. So there you go. That's popcorn.
Like popcorn is a thing, like a lot of the snacks we tend to like do the seasonal stuff, but popcorn is one of those things that 100% we will buy no matter what, whether it's like a classic flavor like black pepper or honey or, you know, something like roast beef, which is new. So it's like easy to eat and easy to carry and it's really, really yummy.
No, I agree 100%. And a box of popcorn is only 400 yen.
True. Yeah.
Weren't they 310 for a long time? I feel
like, when you said 400 yen, I'm like, oh, that's still a good price. Because I don't know, in my imagination, it's much more expensive. Because everything has gone up so much. So that's a really, really decent price.
Yeah, I think it used, like a few years ago, it was 310.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was way cheaper. But it was
way cheaper. But
400 is not bad.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Especially for a theme park.
Also, 310 was just a weird number, especially when everything was cash only. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was like, oh, here's 300 yen, three 100 yen coins, and then a 10 yen coin. It's just like weird denomination for whatever reason.
True.
The gyoza dog. I love the gyoza dog.
The gyoza dog is good. I don't usually buy it unless we are drinking a beer or something. You know what I miss? Speaking of like snack stuff, the frozen beer that they used to have.
Oh, yes.
That was so good.
Was it Keating? It was Keating. Yeah,
I think so.
Frozen Keating. Yeah, they don't do that anymore. That was really good.
No, not for years, right? I love that
in summer. Yeah, in summer.
Yeah, that with a gyoza dog or a black pepper popcorn, chef's kiss.
So good. Oh.
Yeah.
But the current gyoza dog is the same. They've had it for years. It's really good. It's basically a small meal. So I don't have it all the time because I'm usually eating other things.
Yeah.
It's kind of a heavy snack. Like you can easily have it as a meal, like a small meal. Because it's very bread heavy.
You know, we were talking about pricing and I feel like this one, the price has gone up a little bit more than it's worth.
What does it cost? Let me look. I'm going to look it up right now. I don't know what it costs now.
Because I think it significantly went up. Because last time we were there, I was like, that's how much a gyoza dog cost? I'm like, are you serious?
Is that Nautilus Galley, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah. It is 600 yen. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it like 400?
It used to be like cheaper. Yeah.
It was like 400,
600 yen, I'm like, eh.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah.
That's a lot.
For those that don't know, so gyoza is a dumpling. Usually they're very small, little
but dumplings. This is not gyoza though. This is like more of like a nikuman that's long.
Yeah. So gyoza typically is like a small little dumpling, or I guess, what do they call? The US, they call them pot stickers, like I think.
Pot stickers, yes, or dumplings.
Yeah, so like little dumplings, and they'll have like vegetables and pork inside. So the gyoza sausage bun is what it's kind of, I guess what it's officially called in English now. Since they translate it into English, now we have English names. Before it was just like, whatever you want to call it. Gyoza sausage bun. So they took it's basically a steam bun, like you said. Mm-hmm. Steam buns are very popular in like, not just Japan, but Asia. Steam bun, and it's long, like it's long and cylindrical. And the filling is typical gyoza filling. So vegetables and pork. Very heavy on the breading. So that's why it's very filling. Mm-hmm. I miss when they did the Halloween variations. Remember when they do that?
That was 100% worth it. It was so good.
Because they would add something spicy to it. Like they would add chili oil or something into it, which was always really nice.
I would happily pay the whatever price for that one because it was really yummy. And I think it was black colored, which I love black colored food.
Like they had one one year it was like Ursula themed, I think, and it was just completely black.
Yes.
And there was one that one year it was completely black, but they had like a little pumpkin on it.
Oh.
And the pumpkin, I think, had the sweet chili inside of it or something.
For sure. It's so cute.
And then they did something else with it was meant to look like Cruella de Vil's hair. So one side was black, one side was white.
Yeah.
I remember that too. Yeah, it was just fun. Yeah. They haven't done that in a few years. Hopefully they bring that back at some point because I would love that.
Me too.
Yeah. That's only at Disney Sea, and it's only at the Nautilus Galley.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only place you can get it. It's one of those quintessential, you need to get it. You may not like it. You may like it. I've talked to people that love it. I talked to people that hated it. Never going to know unless you try.
And, the atmosphere of where they sell it is just really good. Eating it there at that location is nice.
Yeah, you get to see the Nautilus, and mm-hmm. you're like in Mysterious Island.
Going up
and stuff. And you're like, you're at water level. Because when you walk into Mysterious Island, you're above water level. And then like the restaurant, it's like an outdoor seating area. It's at water level, and it's the ambiance is good. The vibes are good, as the kids would say. Good vibes. Green Alien Mochi. I know we've talked about this to death.
Oh my gosh.
It's worth mentioning because I would argue like this is probably one of or the most iconic snack we have.
100%.
Like it's instantly recognizable. People, like if you spent any time on the internet, you would have seen this. Like there's no way you would not have seen this. Little Green Alien Mochi. It's at both parks. They're little dumplings, sweet dumplings that are made out of pounded mochi, which is like a pounded rice cake. So the outside is mochi, and they're colored green, and they have little faces on them that look like little green aliens. And there's three of them that come in the when you buy it. And one is strawberry flavor cream inside, one is chocolate cream, and the other one is custard. Please do not say vanilla, because it is not vanilla. It is custard. Yes, I know there is vanilla custard, but it is not that. It is just custard.
I feel like you have to buy this if you come here, because not only is it good and not only is it very visually appealing, but it's also like a Japanese style sweet, you know, which is really cool.
It hits all the notes.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like I can't think of a more perfect snack that just like sums up Tokyo Disney.
But you want to know something funny? We never buy it.
Actually,
we only buy it when like it's new, like if it's like a new flavor or a new flavor design. Yeah.
No, that's fair. I get that. It.
And it's really good. I don't know why we don't buy it more. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's the location or something. Because it is really good.
Here's what you do.
Okay.
Because this is what I do.
Okay.
You buy them through the online store frozen and just have them in your freezer. whenever you want. I bought the box of them. It's 4,500 yen. I bought a box of them and they're sitting in my freezer. So I have like, I've been having, I think twice a week I've been eating them.
No.
I love them so much.
They would bring joy to your week. I can definitely see that.
It's for and, sure. And when you buy them from the online store, like they come in frozen pack, like it's a frozen package, of course, and there's three in each package. I think I got 10 packages or something. I don't know. There's 8, 10. I don't remember. It was 4,500 yen. It wasn't cheap, but it also comes with little paper cups that look exactly like the design from the park. Oh,
that's a nice touch.
I'm
yeah.
Like, oh, this is so it's like, oh, like I'll unthaw them and then I'll put them in a little cup. I'm like, oh, it's like I'm at the park. It's fun.
Oh really my gosh.
Yeah, I do miss when they would do, I hope they start doing these again, when they start having the special flavored ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've done, over the years, they've done so many. Like, I think during the Pixar play time, that, oh goodness, I'm getting flashbacks. That event that they never should have had at DisneySea.
Yeah.
Never should have been at DisneySea, but the little Pixar ball mochi was really good because it was, I think it was lemon flavored, like lemon cream.
Yeah, that was, it that's was a good it, flavor.
It was really good. Then they had the Stormtrooper ones for a while. Then they had the Darth Vader one as well.
Yes.
Probably my favorite was Scrump. Remember the Scrump from Lilo and Stitch? Scrump
was so cute.
They kept those for so long and then they just disappeared.
You know what they should do? Like, a country bears, you know, like the three bears that sing. Oh, that would be really cute.
They
could do like
a savory one because they did savory ones. Remember those? Oh,
that would be so. Yes, yes, yes. Like the Beauty and the Beast or something, right?
Yeah, they're being. It was Beauty and the Beast. I never had them.
We did have them. They were okay.
Yeah.
I brought them to the hotel room and we're like, huh, okay.
it was during COVID. And yeah. It was just one of those things where it's like, it was hard to get tickets and it's just, you know, one of those things I just never really thought to do. I kind of regret not trying because I would have loved to have tried them.
But they're good.
Okay. The Scrump ones, if I remember, it's on our website because I know we talked about it. I think it was, what was that?
I want to say flavored? Coconut. Hold Maybe on. Banana. Actually,
I'm going to Google this right now. Scrump? TX
the,
versus
but they were those are I think my favorite like the design was all right but like the flavors were my favorite flavors.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah. So this article is on our website is from August 2015.
Oh my gosh, it's so long ago.
The Scrumplings. Oh my goodness. And they had a little pick that was Scrump's hair.
Yeah.
Okay, one it was sweet potato. Purple sweet potato. I remember it was purple sweet potato. Mango and banana.
And banana.
I miss those so much. I wish they would bring those back. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at these photos and I'm thinking, I'm like, oh man.
They were really good.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, if you Google TDR Explorer Scrump, it'll come up. I want them. But the green alien mochi, it's a staple. They've been around for a very long time. I don't think, knock on wood, they're not going to get rid of them anytime soon.
No, they're way too popular.
It's just, it's one of those things. It's just, I don't think, at this point, I don't think you can get rid of them.
And they're iconic. You know, they're
very iconic, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Mike Melon Bread. I like it. Do you like it?
I feel like there's so many good, like really good melon bread shops
it's
in the
not,
city.
Yeah, that it's definitely not
amazing.
It's not amazing if you want to compare it to other like melon bread from other places. Definitely not. It's very fun. And I like that what they did, because they changed it probably last year or two. They added melon cream inside of it, which is a nice touch, I think.
Yeah.
It needed something.
The design is adorable. And if you're visiting the parks, again, just for the design, and it is melon bread. You can't go wrong with melon bread. It's good. But there's so much good melon bread in the city. that for me, I usually don't get it.
I mean, if you like melon bread, give it like, or if you're curious as to what it tastes like, try it.
It's really good. It's Disney melon bread, you know?
Yeah. Like it's, and it's green on the outside and Mike Wazowski's green. It just works so well together, right? It's just so good.
And the funny thing is, like, the one thing we do get in the bakery if we're like there in the morning is it's really boring looking. But I really like it. The Mickey shaped, it's kind of like a thin shaped like muffin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I really like those, even though they're not like super cute or anything.
Yeah, they're just kind of there.
They're kind of there, exactly. But that, we always end up getting that.
Which is not bad. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Like, with a black coffee, it's like really good.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, something understated is fine. Not everything needs to be like over the top kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Melon Bread. Both parks have it. I think it's Sweetheart Cafe and Mama Biscotti's at Disney
Sea. For sure.
Yeah. So give it a try. It's good. Melon bread is a popular type of bread in Japan. Kids eat it. A lot of kids eat it. Just like you said, Patricia, you can find it. You can find it anywhere. Go to the convenience store. It's there. Go to a bakery.
But like, don't get it at the convenience store. Go to a bakery. Get like really good melon bread.
Where would you go?
I would go. So I like the melon bread at Little by Little. Oh my God. It's on Symbol Road in Shinurayasu, and they had like this cherry blossom one, which was so freaking good. And theirs is like very fluffy. But then if you go to Tokyo, what is the place that's famous for monja? What is it called?
I don't know.
There's an area of Tokyo that's like famous for monja, and they have like this freaking fantastic melon bread. It's like a stall, and it's fresh, and it is amazing. It's like to die for. It's so so good. I'll try to remember what the name of the area is, but freaking amazing.
Okay. Whenever you remember, let me know.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. It's fine.
Tsukishima.
Say it again.
Tsukishima.
Tsukishima. Okay. Yeah.
Where they make all, it's like the monja district.
Okay.
And there's a really good melon bread shop there.
Tsukishima.
Yeah.
Okay. You're probably going to laugh at me for this one. The Mickey chicken nuggets are fun, okay?
They're
not great.
I'll tell you what.
But they're fun.
I'll tell you what. We have bought it more times than I can count because children freaking love it, and they will eat it, and they will eat it on the go. And that's why we have bought it. I would not buy it for myself, but for like if the kids got to eat and we're in a hurry and we're go, 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 and they love it. So, yes. Yeah.
They're nothing special. They're chicken nuggets. There's nothing special, but they are Mickey shaped, and I think that's fun. I like that. It's fun. But yeah, they're chicken nuggets. There's not much else to say about them.
And they're kind of bland chicken nuggets.
Yeah, you can ask for ketchup.
There's not a lot of flavor there.
Yeah, like, why, how come, like, out of all the things, like, I feel like almost everything on this list, they've done, like, some sort of variation of it, like, for a special time. Like, why not something special for the chicken nuggets?
Are you thinking they would sell it like a special sauce or something?
Yeah. You know, oh my goodness. They would make a killing if they just like had specialty sauces.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Like,
I feel like people would pay extra for that for sure.
I would. Like I go out of my way to go to McDonald's here when they have a new chicken nugget dipping sauce.
Yeah, listen, that's true.
Then, I know let the marketing
me tell you,
works
I'll tell you what, their dipping sauces are fun.
Oh, my recent favorite one at McDonald's here, it's gone now. It was shichimi tartar sauce or something like the seven
spicy?
Seven spices yuzu mayonnaise dipping sauce.
What? So it was like a that sounds interesting.
It was so good. I'm like, oh, please never go away, but it did.
Because of course.
Of course, like, they do.
But they come out with really good sauces, and then it's gone, like, before you know it.
Yeah, they did, like, a spicy cheese at some point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Disney, what are you, like, hello, Tokyo Disney, please do that. People would love that. That'd be an easy win. They
would. People would buy it. I bet you the chicken nugget sales would go up.
Partner with McDonald's or something. I'll figure it out. Or like, because like Burger King here, we're getting into deep fast food in Japan here. At Burger King here, they do these like cheese nuggets. So it's cheese inside the nuggets. I don't know. Do something like that. Something.
Yeah,
fun.
They could. That's true.
Like, come on. Give us something for the nuggets.
And also have it Mickey shaped.
Yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
I'm just rattling through the list here.
Okay.
We mentioned this last episode. I'm going to mention it again. The Donald Duck ice dessert that looks like his bill.
It's new. Super
it's
cute.
It's a new dessert. It's really good. It's very simple. It's mango. It's an ice bar that looks like his bill. It tastes like mango. It's not super sweet. It is quite good. I think it's only at Disneyland. I think.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's new, and I think it's going to be around for a while. So give it a try next time because it's really good.
Should we go through all like the ice cream, like the Mickey and Minnie, while we're on this subject?
Mickey Minnie ice bars. Those are so iconic. Too.
Yeah.
Those have been around like, since really? The dawn of time.
They're so cute.
And like, they look,
you can't go wrong with it.
And it looks like them. It's not just like the shape. Like it's not just the outline. It's like, no, it's the mold of their face.
It's like the full face. And it looks really cute. And the colors are cute. And the flavor is good.
Yeah,
I love it.
Mickey's tropical fruits. And then Minnie is what? Raspberry and raspberry or something.
Mm-hmm.
Peach, I want to say. Raspberry and peach.
I don't know, some kind of berry flavor. Yeah, I don't even care because it just tastes like icicle.
My only issue with those things is in the middle of summer, you have to eat them quick.
Yeah, they'll melt so fast. So
And they're sticky. They're the stickiest ice cream known to man. Once they get on your hands, like, you're done. Yeah, you're done. Like, do not get it on your clothes. I tell you from experience, it's not great.
I miss, there's two ice creams that I miss. One is the Mickey ice cream sandwich.
Oh, yeah, that's gone. We found that out the hard way because we're doing research for the book. I'm like, wait, is this gone?
I'm so sad.
It's gone.
R.I.P.
Well, there's a tiramisu sandwich.
It's not the same. They always send you towards the tiramisu. And I'm like, I don't want the tiramisu.
I know why.
If I want tiramisu, I'll eat real tiramisu. I don't want a tiramisu ice cream bar. I don't care about that.
What is Japan's obsession with tiramisu? I don't get it.
Because tiramisu is really good.
I mean,
like, to be fair, but like, I want real tiramisu. I don't want like okay. this.
Not in the sandwich. Like,
no, well, no. And the other thing I miss was when they, you know, I used to come, and I guess this is not friendly for the environment, but like they used to have like in a little seashell case, the sea salt ice cream. And I really like that.
Oh, those are good too.
It was really good.
I was going to say.
You can buy sea salt ice cream though. So it's like not a big loss.
Yeah,
but
I guess, well, like the selling point is it's in Monaka, the wafer, and it's in a seashell.
It was before the Monaka. It was like in a case.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. The Monaka is really good.
Yeah, the Monaka is really nice. For those that don't know, Monaka is like a wafer. It's a style of ice cream in Japan. Like you can find it anywhere. Like go to the convenience store. They're pretty like common. But the one at Disney Sea is shaped like a seashell, pink seashell, and it's sea salt ice cream on the inside with raspberry jam or sauce inside of it.
It's really good.
It's really good. Yeah, it's one of those that's been around forever.
And again, it's a very like Japan type of sweet. So if you want like a Japanese take on ice cream, it's really nice.
I was going to say, going back to the ice cream sandwich, did you grow up eating them?
Which ones?
As a kid?
Yes.
The ice cream sandwiches? Okay, me too.
I did.
Because I remember like whenever we go to like grandma's house or something.
Yes.
She'd always say like, yeah, you can go get ice cream from the freezer. And it's like, can we have an ice cream sandwich? Like, yeah, you can. But like, it was always the same. I don't know if it was the same for you, but for us, it was like in Canada, you like peel it out of the waxy paper.
It's like an ordeal. You have to very carefully.
Yeah. Otherwise, like half of it is like stuck to the paper.
And then you had to eat it quick because it'll stick to your fingers.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we had the same experience growing up. Yes.
And like, or from the ice cream man. And it was really cheap from the ice cream man. I guess like this is my elderliness is going to come out. Like, what was it? Like a few, like like what, like 30 cents or 40 cents or something.
Yeah, they were cheap. I remember. Yeah,
they were
yeah.
super cheap. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what the former ice cream sandwich we had here kind of reminded me of.
It did, yeah, like more cookie-ish, but it was, you know.
Yeah, the cookie sandwich. It was good. I'm glad.
It was really good.
I'm sad it's gone. Yeah. What other ice creams are there?
Oh my god, the Crater Country Sundae.
Oh yeah, that's so good. You gotta.
It's so good. I love it.
That's like the best Sundae
in Critter Country, you know.
That's the best Sundae out of all, out of everything. It's so good. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Critter Sundae. And I love that they change it out every season too.
Yes.
I think it's only Halloween, actually.
Is it?
I think it's only Halloween they change it out.
Okay.
With the pumpkin soft serve.
True.
Oh, the pumpkin soft serve, like mess mm-hmm. me up with that.
Yeah.
Do you remember? They stopped doing this. Remember when they did the cheese sundae? The cheese ice cream sundae?
Yes, I do.
That was I think it was a Korean trend.
Mm-hmm,
was that
mm-hmm.
from Korea? I think. Yeah. I think it was during the 40th anniversary they did that. That was so good.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Like, ugh. I feel like you can't go, you know, like, I feel like we're both very passionate about this, and I feel like you can't go wrong with ice cream at Disney.
No. There is I opened it up twice. The cookies. Oh, I guess this is not ice cream. The cookie sandwich, the Duffy cookie sandwich with caramel cream.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
It's new. It's relatively new. It's not brand new. Okay. It's been out for a little bit. It's not ice cream, but it's, you know, it's a cookie sandwich with caramel mm-hmm. cream in it. It's very creamy. It's nice. It's a nice.
I like caramel.
Inoffensive flavor. But also, you can buy a souvenir case that looks exactly like the cookie, which I think mm-hmm. is funny.
Oh my god, can we have a moment of silence for the gelato place at Disney Sea?
Yes. We would always go there. It was so good. They changed it, didn't they?
Yeah, they took it out.
Now it's just, what is it now?
I don't know, like just some random stuff. Snacks or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But it was so, so good.
It was really good, yeah. Mm. I do like going to ice cream cones at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
The ice cream, they have like just regular ice cream stuff, which is always really nice. Yeah. I'm more like, if I was to choose an ice cream, I would always go with something with soft serve. I'm a soft serve person. Like, give me soft serve.
Soft serve is really good.
Actually, I had soft serve at IKEA today.
But you know what's better is gelato, Disney.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
A soft serve is amazing. And I love how, like, I know this is, like, maybe outside of the Disney topic, but I love how, like, you go around Japan and there's so many different flavors of soft serve.
Some of them are
insanity flavors. Yeah.
There was a corn flavor. I saw there's corn flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like corn potage, I suppose. Sweet potato.
Sweet potato is a classic.
Matcha's also classic.
Matcha's classic.
It's kind of cliche.
The worst one I've had, and I was like, well, I'll try it, was the shirasu, like the little fishes.
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely. What is wrong with you?
It was like at some kind of aquarium, and they had it. I'm like, well, why not? I've never tried that before. It was not good.
I don't imagine it would be.
I'm okay with it fresh, but not on ice cream, apparently. So that was not great.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely.
But you won't find that at Disney. Disney has really yummy soft serve.
Thankfully. Yeah, don't worry about that. Pumpkin is good. Yeah, the pumpkin's good. Pumpkin. I like Disney doesn't have this, and I wish they did, because if they did, I'd have it every time I go.
What?
Anytime I pass any other place in Japan and I see that they have black sesame soft serve, I have to stop and have it.
Yes. Because
I love black sesame soft serve. It is so good because it's not sweet.
No.
It's kind of like it's nutty, has like a nutty flavor, and it's a little gritty.
Yeah. And you know what's like, kind of like adjacent to that would be like kinako soft serve.
I love kinako as well. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes.
so good.
Oh my god, they could do like, they could double it, like half sesame, half kinako.
Yeah, how come we have, like, have we had black ice cream at Disneyland?
I feel like we, I don't know, I don't I want to say, like, they have a lot of black colored food for, like, Halloween, but I don't think we have.
Ice cream. Like, they could do a black sesame something, like, I don't know, make it yes. Ursula themed.
Yes.
Or do give us, like, Disney. A sweet purple, like, sweet purple potato ice yeah. cream. You know, give us, mm-hmm. like, something like that. Christmas, I guess, could be green, like a pistachio. Pistachio's
popular right now.
Do we have pistachio ice cream? I feel like that would be a flavor they would have. Like, maybe at the ice cream place,
I feel like they might. Not soft serve, but like in the, you can scoop it.
Yeah, I think it's the scoop. I think they have pistachio because that's kind of common here.
Yeah. They used to have it in the gelato section.
Yeah, they did. You're right. Oh, man.
But yeah, like matcha's good. There's so many good flavors. Oh, you know, what is the one? Is it Zunda? The one that's like the kind of like beans?
Oh, I don't know.
It's really good.
Mm, okay.
But it's not super sweet. It's like a kind of unique flavor.
Okay. Do you remember, I think places still do this. This is not at Disney, but I remember when the gold flake ice cream was like a big trend.
Yes.
I think some places still do it.
I think so. But like there was like one year in particular where it was like, gold ice cream.
Get gold ice cream. And they literally had like gold paper, whatever, editable paper.
You can
paper.
Buy it at like the department store and you can make it.
Just make it at home. You know what I should do? I should go buy some and then wrap my green alien mochi in them.
Oh my God, you should. You should do it. Yes.
That'd be fun.
That's a project for this weekend.
I'm going to do that. Oh, I am so going to do that.
Yes.
I love food in this country.
It's really good. Like, that's one of the best parts of living here is the food.
I know. The food is so good. Like, just Japan and food. Like, come on. Like, I guess, like, for Tokyo Disney, the food culture of Japan is very evident in how they prepare, like, how they decide what to serve at the parks here. Like, it's mm-hmm. very evident as to what happens. With all this stuff. Drinks? Well, I guess you already know what I'm going to say.
Wait, everyone, no, I don't. Wait.
Everyone knows what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. No, I do know. Okay.
Okay, well, let's just get out of the way. Apple tea soda. I'm an apple tea soda. It's been around forever, and I've talked about it forever, but for whatever reason, the last maybe year, everyone... Though I guess, you know, there's a lot more people coming to Tokyo Disney now, which is great. Everyone is trying apple tea soda because I tell them to. And people keep tagging me on Instagram, which I love, by the way. If you have it, please take a picture, like take a selfie, whatever. Tag me on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully I will see it and I will try and repost it. I love it. Like every day I wake up and there's like five people have tried it and they're posting, like they're sharing it and stuff. I love it. So if someone from Tokyo Disney is wondering like, oh, we're selling record numbers of apple tea soda, you're welcome. That was me. I could drink that stuff every day, actually.
Yeah.
So the closest thing outside the parks with apple tea soda, because apple tea soda is unique to Tokyo Disney. You can't buy it anywhere else.
Could you just make it like if you buy like apple tea and like sparkling water or something?
You could try, but I'm not about to do that. But the closest thing that I have found that for me personally is the apple soda from Muji.
Oh,
it's just missing the tea flavor, but the carbonation and the slight sweetness from the apple is there. So it tastes very close to it, just minus the tea. Because there's a lot of apple flavored sodas out there. Like there's apple squash and apple this, apple that. But I feel like it's too sweet or too forward with the apple. Doesn't taste quite the same. So the Muji, the one from Muji, Muji's all over Japan. You can find them at pretty much anywhere. In the food section, they will have apple soda in a little tin can. It's really good. It's the closest thing outside the parks. Do you remember when they sold apple tea soda for a limited time outside the parks? It was a Christmas special thing.
Oh yeah.
It was sold in bottles. And it was sold at like grocery stores everywhere. You could buy it. Like, I kid you not, I bought them by the pallet because I could. I would go to like, I think a Gyomu Super, Supa, the cheap grocery store. I think they had like, you can buy cases of them. And I was doing that because I'm like, oh my gosh. But it was from like 2014 to 2016 or something. They did that. And then they just stopped. But like, it was promoted. Like, this is a drink from Tokyo Disney. And we're selling it for a limited time. So it had like special packaging that said Tokyo Disney Resort on it. And it had like different characters and stuff on it. Like, they made a big deal out of it. Mm-hmm. And then it went away back into the parks.
Aww.
Are there any drinks that you like?
I'm really boring with my drinks. So I always get oolong tea or black iced coffee. Or if it's winter, I'll get a hot chocolate and that's it. Like the hot cocoa. Which like their hot cocoa. And it's hard to find a similar formulation outside the park. Because there was a while where I tried. But yeah, their cocoa is really good.
I don't remember. I think I'll have to give it a try next time.
Mm.
Well, when it's colder, it's still a little too warm in my opinion for it. Yeah. Even though it's cooled down, it's still too warm for hot drinks like that. What was I going to say? I was talking about what we're talking about, apple tea soda. Oh, if a restaurant doesn't have apple tea soda, because not all restaurants have them, I will just go with oolong tea.
Oolong tea is so good.
Like, I will get the iced oolong tea. That's
same.
Or if I want a cold drink, but I don't want just water, but I don't want soda, I get oolong tea because there's no sugar or anything. It's just, it's refreshing. I like it.
It is. It's really good, especially like in the summer. It's like really, really delicious.
Other drinks in the park that are like noteworthy, I guess they're kind of in the vending machines, like the lemon soda, the Kirin lemon.
Of course, a classic.
It's like a Sprite that is only lemon.
It's more lemony.
Yeah, it's just lemon. Like Sprite is lemon and lime.
Yeah. I think.
But this is just like, it's just straight up. It's just lemon. Like it's a very sweet drink too.
And it's got tartness, like a really nice tartness.
Yeah,
it's quite
tart. Yeah. So if you want something like that, that's a good option. Mm-hmm. Sweeter option that's not as carbonated is the lychee, salty lychee.
Yes.
As
well. Yeah. That's really yummy.
And those you can find outside the parks. Like they're common everywhere. You can find them at any convenience store, any grocery store. Like it's there.
But in the parks, they have Disney characters, which is really cute.
The fun Disney characters on them. Like
it's worth the extra 100 yen or whatever you're paying.
The Kirin lemon has a Donald Duck on it, I think.
It does.
And then
lychee is Ariel?
Yeah, it's still Ariel.
What is the green tea? Is Mickey?
Yeah, it's Mickey.
Yeah.
I think that's the only ones that are themed.
And the water bottles, I think, are Donald and Daisy, I want to say.
I think they're all themed. I think all of them are themed.
I think so. Yeah. And they're really cute. It's like worth it.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah. Yeah. And then, all the other standard drinks that they have. The only thing is, like, there's no real diet drinks, per se. Like,
but you don't need to because you have oolong tea.
No, yeah. But, like, I guess compared to, like, Western countries, like, there's no Diet Coke.
Is there, like, Mets or something in the vending machines or no?
No, there's no Mets.
Oh, yeah. Then they're probably not, right? That's actually a good.
There's Coke Zero.
Good point. Yeah, there's not a lot of diet sodas here, is there? I mean, there is, but like not in the theme park, I guess.
And it's never called diet here.
No, it's not.
It's usually zero. Something zero. So we do have Coke Zero, but we don't have Diet Coke.
The Mets line has zero sugar.
Yeah, Mets line. It'll say zero sugar in it. Yeah.
Like they have like a nice lemon drink.
Oh my goodness. I live for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my apple tea soda outside the parks. If I see it, I have to have it.
It's really good.
It's really good. Yeah, it's Mets Zero. It's like a lemon carbonated drink. Yeah, really good.
That's great.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I see something in your list.
Uh-huh.
The spicy chicken leg.
Okay, yeah. The line is really long, though.
I know. They need to do more really orders good. For that thing.
We'll wait in line for it for sure.
Oh, that's one I will definitely wait in line for. I do not care. I will wait. And that's only at Disney Sea, chicken leg thing right outside of Raging Spirits, between Raging Spirits and Indiana Jones. It's so good. It's better. The turkey leg, don't bother with the turkey leg.
No,
don't bother. It's
spicy chicken leg. There's nothing special about the
turkey leg. It's a turkey leg.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because turkey isn't a thing here. So where are these turkeys coming from? Right? Are they chicken? No, I think they're turkey. They have
no, they're turkeys. I don't know.
I don't know. Not my thing. The spicy chicken leg is perfect. It's not tiny, but it's not large. Like
yeah, it's not leg. Too big, which is nice.
And it has some spice to it, which I'm not mad at.
True.
It's a little greasy, though. I'll
That's my only that. Thing. Like, I do it's think twice greasy. About it because I don't like messy foods, which is like the only reason I don't get the popsicles more often is because I don't like
it. It is messy.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's a little greasy.
But like, it's really yummy. Drips.
It's delicious. Yeah. 100%. You have to get that.
Mm-hmm.
I know you feel differently about the churros.
I like the churros. I know. I'm ashamed, but I do like them. It's
fine. You're allowed to like them.
And I should be more ashamed because I'm like Hispanic, so I know what real churros taste like.
Like real churros? Yeah, like yeah. Real proper churros. You know, yeah,
like these legit ones. Churros. And like then there's like the Disney churros, which are not really – I don't classify them in the same category, to be honest.
No, that's fair.
But I like them.
I will say, like, if I had to have a churro, like if I was forced to, I would get the cinnamon one because it's shaped like Mickey. Oh, it's the only it's one like that's shaped like Mickey.
Classic. Yeah. And it's
like, I can have a couple bites. I'm like, okay, that's good enough. You know?
What was the green one that they used to have? Like, it was like a bright green, and it tasted like cereal. I know this is really terrible. I know American cereal is like all sugar, but I like the American cereal flavor, and it reminded me of that flavor.
Oh, I remember what you're talking about, but I don't remember what flavor it tasted like.
Like, kind of like Apple Jacks or something. I think it was melon flavor.
I think you're right. Yeah, melon flavor sounds right.
I want to say.
Probably was, you know.
Or melon soda or something like that. It was really good.
Yeah. No, I vaguely remember that. It was very short-lived, I think.
And I liked the one that they had for Christmas one year that was like chocolate that you can dip in like the, I think it was a berry sauce.
That I didn't mind.
Mm-hmm. Because it probably the sauce kind of like made it a little softer.
Made it more tolerable.
Yeah.
Like I like the churros at Disneyland in California, especially with the dipping sauces. I love that. I think they're delicious. If we had that kind of level of quality here, then I would be
singing. It would be a different story.
Yeah, singing a different tune. But ours here, like me, for me personally, I know some people like the creme brulee one. I think it's still around.
Really good. You know, it's kind of controversial. Like I know a lot of people hate it. The potato churro, I really like it.
Well, it's like just like a mashed potato with demi-glaze sauce, isn't
it? It is. And I really like it. It's like mashed potato on a stick.
I think I've had it like once or twice. I need to have it again.
But I know a lot of people really hate it. I'm sorry if I'm offending you, but I really liked it.
You're allowed to have your opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what another really good snack is? I didn't put it on my list here. Is the turnover, the pizza turnover.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah.
And it's only at Disney Sea. It's at the that weird walkway. It's kind of easy to miss. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to walk from Mysterious Island.
Yeah.
To the left. And then it spits you out to the top of Port Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Breezeway Bites. So there's a turnover, deep fried turnover, that is a chicken and mozzarella.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. It's very simple, but it's really good.
You know, it's like a really dumb snack, but I like it with like in the summertime with like a beer is the sausage on the bone.
That's really good too.
But you know, they sell it at the supermarket now.
Do they?
Yeah. So you can buy it.
With the bone. Everyone always asks like, where's the bone come from? Like, I don't know, man.
I don't know why there's a bone, actually.
And the bones are all like the same shape.
It's kind of creepy if you think about it.
But I think it is real bone. It has to be.
I don't want to think that it's a real bone.
I don't know. There's a bone in it. It's literally a bone. That's what you hold it with. The sausage is really good. It's very tasty.
I like the sausage.
The spices they put in it are really good. For the food and wine festival they did, Mm-hmm. They had a really good version of the bone-on sausage. So they had a bone-on sausage in it, like just the regular one that they have always. And yeah. it was with two meatballs. And oh. they put cheese, like I think it was Parmesan cheese on top of it, and like a bunch of oil and spices, mm-hmm. or like seasoning.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was really oily and a little really messy, but it was delicious.
That's like one that they should give you those like plastic gloves to eat it with.
Right.
Oh my God. Okay. I don't think they have this anymore either. But do you remember like the rice ball? But it wasn't a ball. It was like a stick and it was wrapped with the pork.
They still have it.
Okay. I love it. Add that to my list.
That's also really good too. Yeah.
It's so good. It is so freaking good.
The pork rice roll. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They also did a variation, I think. I can't remember if it was the Food and Wine Festival here at DisneySea, or if it was like a different event. I don't remember, but they put some sort of sauce on it.
It doesn't need sauce.
Yeah, they put sauce on it. But sure, why not?
Yeah.
Put a sauce on anything.
It's something new, you know. Yeah, liven it up a little. It,
I'm gonna love it.
True.
Oh, the other thing, I think it's gone now. The cheesy potatoes that they had at Hudson River Harvest.
Oh, that sounds like it would be good. I don't think I've tried those.
I think it's gone.
RIP those, and RIP the gobo sticks at the Italian restaurant, which I'm obsessed with, and I love them. You can buy them at other places in the city, and you could probably make them yourself at home. It's probably not too difficult, but I freaking love them. Okay, when you're in a bar in the city, see if you can find it. It's so good.
Yeah, the Hudson River Harvest got rid of it. I'm so sad. Oh. Oh, hello. What? This is news to me. Completely aside. So you know how we always say, oh, this looks really good too. Sorry. I'm getting really distracted here.
This is a dangerous episode.
How we say, Tokyo Disney never really has anything for breakfast, which is true.
I mean, the bread shop is the breakfast. And they used to have pancakes at the restaurant in World Bazaar. And it was really good. And then they stopped doing that.
So breakfast foods that we think of in the West is really not that common in the parks. But at Hudson River Harvest, this is new. I didn't realize this.
Wow, what is it?
It's only available from opening time until 10:30 a.m.
Yeah.
It's a baked Danish sandwich with bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, wow. What?
This is new. It started in October.
Okay, I want to try that.
It's only going until December. There we go.
Shut up. It sounds really good.
But I want to try that.
I want to try that too.
I'm writing this down. I got my pen out. I am writing this down. Yes,
please.
Hudson River. See, we're learning things even as we're recording.
No, that sounds really yummy.
It does. Danish breakfast till 10:30. Okay, good enough. Okay.
Hello. We are missing like an iconic breakfast food, actually.
Say it.
The Mickey waffle.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, the best. I love it so much. No, and I miss the mini ones. The mini ones were so good because it wasn't too big and you could eat it on the go.
Yeah,
so yummy.
Why did they get rid of those? Those were nice.
Bring them back. You could sell those. You could sell those, like, you could sell it frozen and people would buy it.
Yeah, going back to the pancakes that you mentioned, like they were Minnie Mouse pancakes.
Yes.
So there was the Mickey waffle.
They were super cute.
Yeah, Mickey waffle and the Minnie Mouse pancakes. Like, that's just so fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Mickey waffle, iconic. It's weird that it's only at Disneyland and at the one spot.
I know.
And you can't get it anywhere else.
And the line is massive. And it's
the demand for it is huge.
Yeah, well, it's because of social media. And like, everybody wants like a picture of it. Like, I'm like, make a photo spot, you know?
Put more seating.
And then, like, because it was never like such a long line. Like, it's not worth waiting in like a massive line for, which is the issue. But it's
maybe
really
half
good
an hour.
And cute.
Like half an hour short.
No,
any more than that.
Not even like it's good.
Well, it gets up to 90 minutes.
It's insane.
Yeah. but it is good. They don't have as many flavors as they used to. It's usually it's just one now. Before,
and it used I feel to like be, there's a lot less fresh fruit on it as well.
Yeah, well, they don't do any because before there was like three or four variants to choose from. Like you can get like the classic one. There's just the Mickey waffle,
yeah,
with some syrup, and that's it. Nothing wrong with that. Then they would have like other ones, like, oh, you can get like one with a mango sauce,
yeah,
and like ice cream, and then you get a strawberry one with chocolate, and like they used to do that, but they don't anymore. Well, since COVID, they stopped doing that. But the waffle they have now is the same waffle, so it's still good. It's still really nice.
Mm-hmm. It's fluffy, you can't go wrong with a waffle.
Crunchy on the outside.
It's freshly made. It's really yummy.
Yeah, like you can watch them make it. Like you see them make it. So like they're not sitting there getting stale. Like they're nice and fresh.
Exactly. Mm.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious. Well, I think we made good time. Now I'm hungry.
I know. No, okay, I want Mickey waffles and
sticks. I'm seriously going to go and buy some gold flakes.
You should. To wrap
my green alien mochi around. And the next time I go to Disney Sea, I want to try that breakfast Danish.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that out.
You should. Didn't we have an idea like years and years and years ago on one of the podcasts to buy the gold flakes at the department store and put it on the food at Disney?
Did you? Did we?
To make like a fancy version.
Oh my goodness.
I think it was back when it was like the gold ice cream trend. And I'm like, we could do this with other Disney food.
Oh, we probably did talk about that. I don't know. Oh goodness. All right, explorers. Thank you so much. Remember, if you want to get our little mini guidebook about snacks, check it out up on the website, tdrexplorer.com. A lot of the snacks we talked about here are in there. So yeah, make sure you go and check it out. Okay. Before we go, we want to thank some wonderful explorers that are supporting us over on Patreon. If you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/TDR now. So a big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Crispy, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David Baker, Kevin, Harry, Marina, Beth, Eli, Abby, Robinson, and Taylor.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kay, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, and Tara.
And if you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe or follow button on your podcast app of choice. That way you don't miss any of our newest episodes and can stay up to date with everything that's going on this side of the world to help you plan your trip better, or just listen to us go back and forth about whatever we talk about. I'm one of your hosts, Chris. I am the one that is probably going to be wrapping some green alien mochi in gold flakes. If I do, I will post it.
You can ridiculous. Like wrap everything in gold flakes. It would be kind of amazing.
Just like one meal, just everything in the gold flakes. Joining as always is the wonderful Patricia.
Oh my gosh. I am going to see if I can find a recipe to make gobo sticks now. You guys, thank you for listening. Tell us what your favorite snacks are because we want to know. And keep exploring.
All right, explorers. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.